I want you to picture something for a second. It's January. You're motivated. You walk into a gym.
Ah, the New Year's resolution.
Exactly. New year, new you, the whole deal. You've got the new sneakers. You're ready to go. You walk up to the front desk, credit card in hand. But the guy behind the counter, he doesn't just ask for your payment. He slides this thick stack of papers across the glass.
Oh, I know exactly where this is going.
He looks you dead in the eye and he says, "Okay, sign here. It's a mandatory 3-year agreement. You cannot cancel.
3 years.
You have to pay every single month, even if our treadmills are broken, even if the sauna smells like mildew, and even if we decide to, lock the doors at random times. You are locked in until 2029.
You would laugh in his face.
You'd turn around and walk right out. Or imagine Netflix. Imagine sitting down to watch a show and a pop-up says, "Sign this 3-year binding legal document before you can press play." It sounds absolutely insane.
In our daily lives, yeah, we're so used to the subscription economy. If the service is bad, you cancel.
Right, immediate accountability. That is the standard for like everything we buy.
For almost everything, yes.
But here's the kicker, and this is what we're really digging into today. This prison sentence model. It is the industry standard for one of the most critical services a business uses.
We managed IT.
Managed IT. It's the default setting. The vast majority of managed service providers, or MSPs, they operate exactly like that nightmare gym. They want your signature on a multi-year deal before they'll fix a single printer.
It's incredible, isn't it?
So today we're doing a deep dive into this whole world. We're stripping back the layers on this controversial divide between the traditional lock-in model and the month-to-month model.
And to guide us, we're breaking down a really fascinating article from a company called Technogean.
Right. And for context, they're a managed IT provider. They're based in Irvine, California.
So they've been in the trenches of the Orange County tech scene for a long, long time.
And the piece is titled "The Freedom of Flexible Managed IT Services." It's a great read because it really challenges the status quo of the entire industry. Our mission for this deep dive is to uncover why the industry operates this way, why they are so desperate to lock you in, and, more importantly, how a no-contract approach completely flips the power dynamic.
But I have to be honest with you right out of the gate. I'm a little skeptical.
Okay.
I'm playing the role of the nervous business owner here.
Yeah.
Isn't a contract a good thing? I mean, doesn't it give me security? If I run a law firm, I need stability. Why would I want my IT guy to be able to just quit on me?
That is the million-dollar question, and it's exactly where the psychology and the economics of this industry really collide. Because as we unpack this, you're going to see that what looks like security on paper,
Yeah.
it's often just a safety net for the provider, not for you.
Okay, so let's get into the nuts and bolts then. The source calls this standard 26-month lock-in the trap. The trap is the perfect way to describe it. Technogean points out that most IT companies, they aggressively push for these multi-year contracts, usually 3 years. That's the magic number.
And when you ask them why, because I've done this, they have a list of excuses ready to go. It's always, "Well, we need to plan our resources," or.
We have a heavy upfront investment to learn your systems.
Right. And that sounds reasonable.
It does.
If I'm an IT guy and I spend a month untangling your messy server room in Santa Ana, I want to make sure you don't fire me next week. I need to recoup that time.
It definitely appeals to our sense of fairness, sure. But the source argues that these are largely just justifications. Justifications for a model that guarantees them revenue.
Regardless of performance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Regardless of performance. Think about it like an economist for a second. What does a 3-year contract actually do to a client?
Well, it removes the option to leave.
It creates what we call high switching costs.
Mm-hmm.
So even if the service gets worse, even if you're really unhappy, the legal and financial hurdles to getting out are so high
Yeah.
that you just stay. You tolerate mediocrity.
Because the pain of leaving, the legal fees, maybe a big payout, it's greater than the pain of just dealing with a slow help desk.
Precisely. And the provider knows this. The uncomfortable truth, as Technogean puts it, is that these contracts let them reduce staff, cut corners, and basically coast on autopilot. It's about company valuation.
What do you mean?
If an MSP wants to sell their business, those 3-year contracts look like guaranteed assets on a balance sheet.
So I'm just a line item.
You are. The money flows whether your server is up or down.
That is actually terrifying when you frame it that way. And the source breaks down the life cycle of this relationship. They call it the 3-year pattern.
And if you own a business, you're going to recognize this pattern instantly. Act one is year one, the honeymoon.
The honeymoon phase. This is when they're courting you.
Right. The ink is still wet on the contract. The provider is attentive. They're hyper-responsive. They send in their A-team.
The A-team.
The onboarding engineers. These are the smartest people in the company. They come in, they fix those long-standing issues that drove you crazy with your old provider. They document everything. You're thinking, wow, finally, we found the right guys.
You feel smart for hiring them.
You do. Everything is great. But then the calendar flips. We hit year two. The source calls this the slip.
The slip. This is where the cracks start to show.
All of a sudden, response times get a little longer. You call the help desk, and instead of getting that brilliant engineer, Dave, who set you up, you're just in a general queue.
So what happened to Dave?
Dave is gone. This is a huge issue in the industry. The source highlights that the technician who actually learned your system, the guy who knows that your accounting software crashes if you look at it wrong, he's been moved.
Moved where?
To the next new client who's in their honeymoon phase. Or he quit because he was overworked. So now your account is being handled by a junior tech who has to learn your system from scratch every time you call.
So I'm paying for expertise, but I'm actually just funding their on-the-job training.
Precisely. And this is where the shift happens. Instead of proactive monitoring, stopping problems before they happen, you are now in reactive firefighting mode.
Things break, I scream, they fix it. Eventually.
Eventually. And then we hit year three. The source calls this the prison.
It's a harsh term.
But accurate. By year three, the relationship is purely transactional. You are just counting down the months until the contract expires. And here is the dark cynicism of the model. The provider knows you're probably leaving, so why would they invest any real resources in you?
They wouldn't. It's dead money walking.
They allocate the bare minimum to keep the lights on until the clock runs out. They might even ignore minor alerts because fixing them costs them labor hours.
And then I bet in the last 60 days, they try to be nice again to get you to renew.
It's like a bad boyfriend who only buys you flowers when he sees you packing a suitcase. It is exactly that dynamic. And this is the fundamental flaw of the long-term contract in a service industry. It rewards acquisition, not retention.
Okay, so the status quo is broken. It's a recipe for frustration. Let's talk about the alternative. The source advocates for a managed IT services no-contract model. Technegian has been doing this in Irvine for years, but what's the philosophy behind it?
It all comes down to one word. Accountability.
Accountability. That sounds like a corporate buzzword.
It's not a buzzword in this context. It's a survival mechanism. In a month-to-month arrangement, the provider has to earn your business every single month.
So if they slack off in October,
you can fire them in November. It's really that simple.
That puts a tremendous amount of pressure on the IT company. Doesn't that make them nervous?
It does, but the source argues it's healthy pressure. It completely flips the power dynamic we talked about. In the contract model, the provider holds all the cards. In the no-contract model, you, the client, hold the cards.
So they can't coast.
They cannot coast. They cannot cut corners on staff or tools because the moment service quality drops, the client has immediate leverage.
It reminds me of the subscription economy idea. The source makes a really interesting comparison to companies like Salesforce.
Yes, this context is crucial. I mean, look at the biggest software companies in the world. Salesforce, Microsoft 365, Slack. Do you sign a 3-year deed to use Slack?
No. You subscribe. If it stops working or if I shrink my team, I stop paying for those seats.
So the question is, why should your local IT guy in Newport Beach be different from Salesforce? If the most complex software platforms in the world can operate on a subscription basis, why does managing a local network require a 3-year handcuff?
It doesn't.
The source argues it doesn't. And in fact, forward-thinking MSPs, the ones who are actually confident in their abilities, they prefer the month-to-month model.
Wait, hold on. They prefer it. Why would a business prefer less guaranteed revenue? That goes against every business school textbook I've ever read.
Because it signals extreme confidence. It's a massive competitive advantage. Think about it from a sales perspective. If I sit down with you and I say, I am so sure that I can keep your systems running perfectly that I don't need a lawyer to force you to pay me, what does that tell you?
It tells me you're pretty damn good at your job. Or crazy. But mostly that you're good.
It builds a relationship based on trust, not legal obligation. It attracts a different kind of client, a quality-conscious client.
That makes a lot of sense. It's putting your money where your mouth is. But I want to circle back to the cost of staying in a bad contract. Because I think a lot of business owners listening might be thinking, okay, the service is mediocre, maybe Dave the tech left, but the price is fixed. It's in the budget. I can live with it.
The devil you know argument.
Right. Better the devil you know. But the source mentions that the real damage isn't the invoice you pay every month. It's these hidden costs.
And this is where it gets really painful for business owners. Technegian details exactly why you can't just live with it. The first hidden cost is productivity losses.
This is the spinning wheel of death scenario.
Absolutely. Every minute an employee sits there waiting for a slow system to load or struggling with a broken tool that the help desk hasn't fixed yet, that is money just evaporating.
Wow.
If you have 50 employees and they each lose 20 minutes a day to tech friction, that adds up to thousands of dollars a month, far more than the IT bill itself.
It's the cost of not working.
Then there are opportunity costs. The source mentions the inability to adopt new software or grow. Let's say you want to deploy a new AI tool or move your accounting to the cloud, but your current IT provider is stuck in 2015. They don't have the expertise.
But you're locked in for another 18 months.
So you are literally tethered to an obsolete agreement while your competitors move forward. You can't just hire someone else because you're already paying the first guy.
And then there's the big one, the one that keeps me up at night, security vulnerabilities.
This one should scare you.
How does a contract affect security? I always thought security was just software. You buy the antivirus, you're good.
Oh, absolutely not. Security is behavior. It requires constant vigilance, monitoring logs, patching servers, hunting for threats. When a provider is in coast mode during year two or three, do you really think they are obsessively checking your firewall logs every morning?
Probably not. They're focusing on that new client.
Exactly. They might defer those critical updates. They might stop watching the monitoring alerts as closely. We call it alert fatigue. And in today's environment, one missed update can be catastrophic.
So sticking with a bad provider because it's just a contract could actually lead to a data breach.
It is a distinct possibility. Complacency is the enemy of security.
And finally, there's employee morale. The source points out that good employees leave companies where the technology sucks.
It's so true. If your best salesperson is fighting with their laptop every day, they're going to go work for a competitor where the IT actually works. It's a friction point that drives talent away.
Okay, you're winning me over. But let's play the skeptic again. I'm a business owner in Anaheim. I'm listening to this. I'm thinking, okay, but month to month sounds risky or expensive. Let's tackle the cost myth.
The common assumption is, for that flexibility, I must have to pay a huge premium, like a refundable airline ticket.
Right. Is it more expensive?
The source says, not necessarily. In fact, quality providers price competitively. Their argument is that if a provider charges a huge markup just for the privilege of not signing a contract,
that's a red flag.
It's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
It means they don't trust their own quality to keep you as a client.
So a good provider charges a fair market rate because they just expect you to stay for years anyway.
Exactly. They expect you to stay because you want to, not because you have to.
What about the security myth? I can hear the enterprise CIOs asking, do I lose enterprise-level security if I don't sign an enterprise-level contract?
And the answer from the source is an emphatic no. Security depends on expertise, tools, and diligence. It has nothing to do with the length of the legal document.
So things like HIPAA compliance, SOC2, all that heavy regulatory stuff.
All of it is maintained regardless of the term. A month-to-month provider still has to document everything. They still have to maintain audit trails. In fact, Technegian argues they might be more diligent.
Why is that?
Because they know you can leave if they fail an audit. If a contract provider fails an audit, well, you're still stuck with them. If a no-contract provider fails, they lose the client immediately. The incentives are aligned with compliance.
That's a really strong point and brings it right back to that accountability. Okay, let's get practical. Let's say a listener is convinced. They're sitting in their office looking at a dusty contract on their desk and they want out. How do we do it?
The fear of the black hole transition.
Yes, exactly. If I switch, will my email go down? Will I lose my files? The source gives a transition plan. How do we break free without blowing up the business?
It starts with the boring part, unfortunately. You have to review the contract.
Get out the magnifying glass.
Look for the expiration date. But more importantly, look for the auto-renewal clause. The source warns about this explicitly. Many contracts have what's called an evergreen clause.
That sounds like a gardening term. What is it?
It's not as nice as it sounds. It means if you don't cancel within a specific window, usually 60 or 90 days before the end date, the contract automatically renews for another full year.
Ouch. So if you miss that window by one day,
you're stuck for another 12 months. You have to mark that date on your calendar in red ink. Set an alarm on your phone.
Okay, so step two, and this is the one that makes people nervous, data ownership.
Yes. The source emphasizes that the data belongs to the client. But you need to be proactive. Before you even tell your current provider you're leaving, make sure you have documentation.
What specifically do I need?
Your administrative passwords, your network configurations, your software licenses, everything.
You don't want the provider holding your passwords hostage when things get awkward.
Exactly. A reputable provider should give these up. But things can get messy in a breakup. You want to have the keys to your own house before you fire the housekeeper.
That is great advice. And then the notice period.
Standard is usually 30 days, sometimes 60 for really complex setups. But you plan for that transition time. The new provider, the no-contract one, will usually run a parallel setup during this time to make sure nothing falls through the cracks.
So the old guys are phasing out while the new guys are ramping up.
Exactly. It should never be a light switch moment where everything just goes dark.
So once you're free, what are you looking for? If you want to find a no-contract provider, what are the green flags?
The source lists a few key indicators. First, track record. Since there's no contract, you need to know they're stable. How long have they been in business?
Right. Flexibility is good, instability is bad.
Second, full service capabilities. You need a team that can handle the cloud, security, hardware, the whole stack. Not just a guy who comes in to fix the printer.
You need an enterprise-level team with a flexible business model.
Precisely. And the source places a big emphasis on local presence.
Yes, especially for the context of this article, Orange County. Why does geography matter in the age of the cloud?
Well, 90% of things can be fixed remotely, yes. But that last 10% is critical. When a server physically crashes, or a switch burns out, or you have a flood, you can't remote desktop into a dead machine. You need boots on the ground.
And if you're in Irvine, you don't want a technician driving in from Los Angeles in rush hour traffic.
Exactly. Response time is physical.
Speaking of local presence, let's talk about the source of this deep dive technician. We've been analyzing their arguments, but they're also the case study here. They're walking the walk.
They are. They serve that whole Orange County region, Irvine, Newport Beach, Anaheim, Santa Ana, and they've been around since 2000.
That's a lifetime in tech. That's pre-iPhone.
It is. And the kicker, they have never required long-term contracts in over 2 decades.
That is actually incredible. That's more than 20 years of waking up every month knowing every single one of their clients could fire them, and yet they're still in business.
It's the ultimate proof of concept. Their philosophy is stated right there in the article. Accountability produces excellence. They believe that because their clients can leave, their team works harder to make sure they don't.
And they aren't just doing basic stuff, right? This isn't just Geek Squad for businesses.
No, the source clarifies they cover the full stack. Cloud migration, advanced cybersecurity, compliance, hardware procurement. It proves that complex, high-stakes IT management does not require complex legal handcuffs.
It's a business model choice, not a technical necessity.
It is. It's a very confident stance. It tells the business owner, we are partners, not captors.
So let's bring this all together. What does this mean for the listener? We've talked about the trap, the hidden costs, the benefits. If we boil this down, what is the big takeaway?
The big takeaway is that the IT industry is shifting. We are moving from an era of contractual obligation to an era of relationship-based value. The power is shifting back to the customer.
And this applies to more than just IT, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It applies to any service relationship you have. Leverage is healthy. Leverage keeps standards high. If you're in a relationship business or otherwise, where the other party knows you can't leave.
The incentive to please you disappears.
That's it. It's human nature and it's business economics.
So for everyone listening, whether you're a CEO, an office manager, or just someone interested in how business works, here is the challenge. Go find your service contracts. Look at the dates. Look at the terms.
And ask yourself the question posed at the very beginning of the source material. If their service is truly excellent, why do they need to lock you in for 3 years?
That is the question to ponder. If they were really that good, they wouldn't need a cage to keep you.
Exactly. Excellence creates loyalty, not paperwork.
I love that. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the world of managed IT services and the freedom of flexibility. A big thank you to Technevian for the source material.
It was a pleasure unpacking it.
Check your contracts, everyone. You might be surprised what you signed. Until next time, keep learning.
Goodbye, everyone.